thirsty. It's when my husband takes a sip of water. He has a whole glass, and then he lifts it up where, you know, this is how it would look for me. But when he does it, like the whole thing is gone, like with one sip. I'm not afraid of storms, for I am learning to sail my ship. These words were spoken by the youngest sister, Amy, in Louisa May Alcott's Little Women. They remind us of the chosen attitude of resiliency that keeps us afloat. And how is it we learn to sail our ship? What gives us the courage and determination to keep with it despite hard times, whatever the landscape or weather? We hear in our child dedication ceremony Carl Sandburg's proclamation, as he says, a baby is God's opinion that life should go on. We need only look around for more examples. Life's instinct for life shows up and keeps showing up. It's the flower shooting up through the pavement, the new growth after the destructive forest fire, the grassroots organizing and reclaiming in Detroit. It's the story of two Unitarian Universalist women who created a trauma resiliency model to bring and teach skills in hurting communities like Haiti and across the world. Part of us today is with the people of Syria, and we struggle with ourselves and with elected officials over how we should respond to evil. Whatever we choose, it's obvious we can't control the world. Let us ask for the mercy of the world, what some of us call God's mercy, to fall afresh on us. And in our corner of the planet, we bring water, symbol of our tears, sign of transformation, literally our own movement as we journey about, and our rest as we lay beside still waters to then let it wash away. Today we bring water. We bring a bit of our story, a bit of ourselves. We come to worship to feel something outside of ourselves. But more so, we come to be seen, to be recognized as being our full, authentic selves. We come to know that we are loved, to practice compassion with ourselves and with others, to practice making mistakes and moving on, forgiving others, forgiving ourselves, as we were reminded with the Jewish High Holy Days. But this water communion is uniquely ours. It was 33 years ago that Unitarian Universalist women first created and participated in this water communion. They had gathered that year in East Lansing, Michigan, for the Women and Religion Continental Convocation. These women fashioned this ritual as a way for women who lived far apart to connect the work each was doing locally to the whole. Originally, Carolyn McDade, and that name might sound familiar, Spirit of Life, the woman who wrote Spirit of Life and Rising Green, and Lucille Longview were seeking a way to include women as they had felt their experiences were left out. They chose this way to honor the journeys of women and to represent the way women both contribute to and draw from each other's strength, working both individually and together to bring change. And now, people in congregations we can imagine right now, today and earlier today, across our continent, look forward to this service where many meanings are found. Our symbolic and literal coming back together, our recognition and memories of each other, even when we are far away from here, even when we are far away from home. The women's story helps us remember how others may be unknowingly or unintentionally excluded, both in worship and in daily living. Here, as part of this ritual, as part of this service, we can make an outward attempt to be inclusive, welcoming journeys, seeing people who have different truths. In 1980, that year of the gathering in East Lansing, we hadn't quite begun to consider the linked oppressions that we now acknowledge. Let our gathering today remind us to honor the voices that may speak more softly, or that despite their loud volume, still may not be heard. Let us listen for what we don't sometimes hear. Our water, coming as it does from local sources, or rising from faraway creek beds, rivers, lakes, and seasides, begins to explain some of who we are. It helps us to remember our task here is not as it is in other places in our lives. Church is different. Our task here is to create a warm, welcoming place where people of all ages can grow and learn into being their best selves, to welcome and appreciate differences, to appreciate others around us despite and because of our differences, and to have a sense of urgency about justice in the world. Yes, God has already troubled the water, yet little drops of water wear down big stones. It is said that we are living in compost times. Yeah, think of that, what that looks like, huh? What that smells like, what that smells like. Think of our hands in that. We are being transformed as we speak. We are transforming agents in the world. That's good stuff for us because we can bring needed nutrients to each other, to the world. We can receive them from the rich ground of all being. So I invite you today to come forward and feel the healing power of water. The gifts of returning together as a gathered community of faith, hope, and love. Experience the water. Trust that resiliency can bless us as we walk through the difficult, beautiful world. And let us now do that as we come forward. We'll have music. So please come in silence, listening for what you don't often hear, maybe hearing your water as it trickles into this stream, lake, or pond, or riverbed with the bedrock underneath. I'll move the microphone simply for if you want to name a location, just maybe a stream location, the name of the water where this came from. Keep it short, one or two words. If it's Pacific Ocean, if it's kitchen sink, just short, brief, so that we can hear the music and the water droplets.